Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It is Allie and DZ, and it is Friday, everybody, and I am so happy about that for multiple reasons. One, I have my final guest co-host in here, who you're going to meet in just a second. You know what? Stop writing me notes saying, put my mic on. What the hell? Okay, today, everybody, filling in for DZ. She's a fan favorite, and she's funny. Oh, wait, where is your theme song? Oh, here it is.
Wow, that's how we're starting off this morning already? Oh my goodness! Like, I've been here for like 30 seconds.
Destiny,
already.
I'm sorry. Welcome. I couldn't even. I should have known. You're the one that's black. Oh. We have them all color coded. You're the only one that's black.
Man, I'm getting blackballed on the radio already. Look at this.
I know. Literally, Ryan is yellow. Saucy's red.
Well, Saucy needs to be red. We know that one.
Heather's yellow. Saucy does need to be red. Yeah.
I got to make sure to remind you to put this on because I know how you do Hudson and Owen.
You know what? Forget you. She wrote a note, Destiny in Milwaukee. Put my mic on. You know what? I'm not brand new.
Buenos dias, everybody.
Buenos dias. Thank you for filling in for DZ. Welcome.
No,
I didn't even get to say good morning off the air much because I told you not to come until it was time.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, all right. So then I give you 1 minute earlier, and I'm like, all right.
That's what I wanted.
Oh, okay.
That's how I roll.
Oh.
That's my energy.
I thought you were giving me,
I'm not like prep for hours kind of girl. Oh. I'm like a fly by the seat of my pants kind of
like,
worker.
When we do stuff in my family, we have to let them know, like,
everything?
No. Like, okay, party starts at 2, so you tell your family 1. So time. That's how we run. So I didn't know I didn't know where you were at
I'm a white girl, and I'm late to everything, too. So
okay,
might be
at
everybody. Unless it's a woman thing. I don't know. It's the only minority in me. But I don't know, Destiny. I'm just so happy you're here today because you're the last co-host.
Yes.
Unless DZ comes back next week, which he may. And then if he doesn't, then we'll go from there. But he is going to join me at the Milwaukee Mile tonight.
I know, I heard. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like, all right, 2 hours.
Bring the kids. It's a family free zone. It's like they're doing this thing with, you don't want to bring the family. So no, what?
So now all of a sudden it's
here
like,
here comes the story.
Yeah, like, dude, love being with the family. And also when you go things, it's like 30 minutes to get in the car.
Okay.
30 minutes to get out.
You just had another baby, by the way. How old's your newest?
5 months.
Okay.
With a tooth.
He has a tooth.
He has, it broke skin.
Oh, no.
And my wife's breastfeeding, and she goes, oh, you know what? This might be done. No. I said, I think you're just saying that because you want more wine.
Which would be a smart thing to do, Lala.
Last four summers, she's been pregnant.
Yeah,
so whatever,
yeah, yeah.
It is what it is. But he's got one tooth, and it's just the cutest little tooth ever. So I told him he's got more teeth than Pawpaw now.
Destiny, you crack me up. I knew you'd be fun today. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to do the question of the day next.
Ooh,
Avril Lavigne tickets are coming up later in the show. And Chef Lauren Rue, the chef for the Milwaukee Brewers.
You're feeding me too?
I'm feeding you. Yes, he is coming by.
I feel like a rock star all of a sudden.
You are a rock star. You're Destiny in Milwaukee. Everybody knows you.
Let's get it.
All right, question of the day coming up next. Don't go anywhere with Destiny. Go. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Uh-oh, troubles in the studio this morning. Filling in for DZ today, Destiny in Milwaukee.
Yeah, hands in the air, because I'm a true...
Just had another baby, four kids now. You and the wife are a hot mess, boy.
I'm watching you over there trying to pilot this thing. You over there going crazy. Where's my mouse? Where's
Destiny?
This? Where's that? I thought you were DJing for like...
You know what? Shut up. I've been a DJ for 30 years.
I mean,
27.
DZ, send help.
I've been a DJ longer than DZ.
Okay,
forget y'all.
Okay.
Everybody thinks I just showed up here one day and I was an intern. That is a lie. I had radio experience. Don't let them fool you.
And it shows, says the person watching you go crazy.
You know what? It was great having you. Goodbye, Destiny. Get the hell out.
Can't hang up on me now. Now what? Yeah, I like this
in-person
stuff.
I can't hang up on you, but I can kick you out. Okay, the question of the day today involves getting kicked out of places. Destiny, come on.
Just got kicked out of the studio.
And that's it. You know what?
No,
I was
going to
ask you, where have you been kicked out of? Where have you been? I've been kicked into somewhere. I've been kicked into AmFam Field from the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
When it was Miller Park.
There you go.
So I've been kicked into somewhere. Have you ever been kicked out of anywhere?
No, besides, the bathroom.
The house?
Yeah, the bathroom.
My parents, maybe? Your parents?
I get kicked out of the bathroom all the time.
That's where you get kicked out of? Do you go in there and sit in there for an hour? Like, guys try to do that crap?
I try to.
Don't do that.
But now they just throw stuff under the door. Like, ma!
Do it to hide from the kids?
They can't hide from the kids.
Come on.
There's no hiding.
That's actually true. With the bathroom, your kids don't fly open the bathroom door. You've never been kicked out of a bar or a restaurant?
I locked it. Yeah, I've been kicked out of a party before.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know what? Yes.
See, it comes to you.
My sister and I got kicked out. I got kicked out of a bar because I hit somebody and broke their window, so I got kicked out of that bar.
Wait, on purpose?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get my coffee. What happened, Destiny?
Me and my sister were dancing.
Where? At a bar?
At Tejano Bar. You know, we're Latin, so we were dancing, and this guy's trying to shoot darts, and I'm like, okay, well then came around and said, hey, called me the name. I said, what? And that was it. It was all she wrote. Broke the window.
What year was this?
Oh, this was a couple of moons ago.
I was going to say, was this like last year?
No,
was this
I can't tell you what year it was, because then I might still be on like
you might be
Bars
trouble.
Most Wanted.
Okay.
No, not doing it.
I kicked my children out, and I think that counts. I kicked Owen and Hudson out. I was actually telling their father that last night because it was Meet the Teacher night.
Oh,
and I
yes.
said, did you know I kicked our kids out of my house? He goes, what? I go, I kicked our kids out of my house.
What'd they say?
He started laughing. I told him the story. I said, they broke a table and I told them to get the hell out.
Oh, they're at that. Are they at that wrestling
yep.
age?
And they wrestle all day, every day, and they broke a metal table. That's how big Owen is.
Yeah,
so I kicked him out
boy.
Of the house. He's huge.
Yes,
so I kicked him out of the house and made him go to the park until
Poor
I said,
guy.
Until I come and get you.
Oh, he didn't have like a phone you can't text. You didn't tell him to come home when the street lights
I didn't tell him to take the phone. No.
He got to stay out after the street lights.
We live in a just fine neighborhood. He doesn't need a phone to go to the park.
Okay, but what about the street lights?
He got to stay out
after.
It's summer. It's light out till 9 p.m. They're
fine. I know. That's the nice part. Like, you could stay out till the streetlights come on, but
I only left him for an hour. It was both of them. It wasn't one. I sent both of them out. They were wrestling. I said, both of you get out of my house.
Man, did you make them clean up the mess, though, before they left?
That's what DZ said, and I said no.
Right. No.
there was not a mess.
No, you're a fail.
It was trash. I threw out the table.
You broke it. You clean it.
Yeah.
You move it.
I already went through this with DZ. Destiny, don't lecture me. You already lit me up for this.
Great minds think alike. You break something, you clean it, now you're in trouble. You know what? Clean it, and then you whip them after they clean it.
Okay, enough with the whipping. See? We don't do that anymore, Destiny.
We don't do that either.
Can't say that on the radio anymore, Destiny.
Oh, yeah, my Robin. We put him in the corner.
533-1037. Where's the last place you got kicked out of? My kids got kicked out of the house of destiny, got kicked out of a bar for breaking a window and hitting a guy. Goodness.
My poor sister, Medea.
Oh boy, now the phones are already ringing.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Only it's not DZ today. My special guest co-host is none other than the wild one, Destiny in Milwaukee. She said, stop. I don't need a note that says, put my mic on. You're the amateur, not me, dude.
I do this for a living. Owen. I know how you do it. Let me turn your mic on.
I turn their mic off because they are annoying, okay?
Okay. So don't put this right here.
You can put that there if you want, I promise. Okay. It is the question of the day. Destiny in Milwaukee's in here, and we are talking about the last place you got kicked out of.
Right. Hopefully, or kicked out. Well, is it the same thing?
It's kind of the same thing. Hopefully, some people have never had this problem. You obviously have. You got kicked out of a bar, but I mean,
you're kicking your kids out.
Well, they deserved it. No, they deserved it. We got to go to the phones. She's driving every day. She was here yesterday.
She was.
Ebony.
You guys were 20. Man, I should have twinned. I know. We almost had that vibe going, too.
Ebony's my new favorite. Oh, I should have worn pink. Sorry, Destiny.
Don't even trip. I listened to the Odyssey app, and I heard her call me Destiny yesterday.
Hey, I did.
Yes, you did.
When?
When you said, Destiny, how's your weight loss or something?
I said Destiny?
Yes, you did.
Ebony, I want to die. I called you Destiny yesterday.
Yes, you did.
And now it's all on the Odyssey app as proof. Oh, dang.
Yes.
Well, you guys are both fun. What do you want?
Okay.
I know the difference.
Drive forklifts.
You do, but you're totally different people.
Yes.
Totally different people.
Oh, okay.
I love it, though. I mean,
seriously. Unbelievable. I can't believe I did that.
Yes.
Ebony, I'm sorry.
I thought you caught it. I caught it right away. Wait a minute. That's not.
Of course I didn't catch it.
I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to add a little to that.
You know how much I'm going on? Okay, where's the last place you got kicked out of? Ebony.
So I don't even know if this counts, but my last job, because I worked a double the night before and I came in and I was thinking, no, I'm good to work again. Mm-hmm. No, I go into the break room and I fall completely in the deep sleep. And all of a sudden my boss is standing over me, tapping me on my shoulder, telling me to go ahead and clock out.
you know what you should have did? I got the best thing. If this ever happens to you again. You just break your head up really slowly and you say, amen. So it looked like you were saying a prayer. See what I'm
saying?
That's
true.
You could have got away. See?
You know what?
I should have got a hold of you ahead of time.
I fell asleep at work when I was on the radio and when I was like 18. When we still played CDs, guys. And you had to hit everyone. So are you following? There's no computer. I fell asleep and there was dead air in the middle of the night. And I woke up to the damn ring, the actual phone. I'm like, what? I got up and put something on. It was 2 a.m.
My boss was like, go ahead and tired. We'll call you. I'm like, oh, crap.
She said, bye. All right, Ebony. It was great to hear from you.
Got paid,
all right, bye. You all have a good day.
See you later. Next up, we got another regular Destiny. Get ready.
Here we go.
Sean is calling in West Bend.
Hey.
Howdy, howdy.
You my bootang, Sean, today. We bootang.
You know
you have a wife.
I know. Sorry.
Lala might be listening, Destiny.
She is.
And Sean has a wife, too.
I'm talking about bootang like we homie crew bootang. You know what I'm saying? I don't get down
with
that.
You both have wives. Knock it off. Sean's having twins, too. We just found out.
Sean, you're having twins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of drink you drink?
At 40.
Bring you over.
At 40?
Oh, man.
My poor guy. I feel for you, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of sleepless nights. I wasn't planning on that.
I'm excited for you.
I am, too. But did you get kicked out when she found out she was pregnant?
No, thank God. No, I got kicked out of a bar in Australia.
Australia?
Oh.
Well, already, mate.
What
were you doing?
I was defending America's honor and trying to go toe-to-toe with a bunch of Australians drinking, so...
Not the breakdancer lady, though, right?
Not the Australian breakdancer, whatever you do.
Yeah, chugging out of pitchers and got woke up to a bouncer banging on the bathroom door because I was taking a nap on the toilet seat. It was interesting.
Who hasn't fallen asleep on the toilet when they've had a few? I mean, just me? Or is that in everybody?
On the floor.
No. I wouldn't say it's a few. It was way more than a few. No. I had to get carried home by a German guy. So.
But Sean, we sit down to pee. Goodness. So all it takes, if I've had too much at a bar, I will literally, if I lay my head on my knees, it's over. Like, I'm peeing and I'm like.
Oh my God.
You can't lay your head on your knees?
We'll say that's how I fell asleep on the toilet.
I don't know. No, I got to try.
You're not flexible like me, I guess.
I use the toilet.
No, Destiny, get to the gym. I was on the floor with my head on the toilet seat, so it was a little bit worse than that.
Yeah, you passed out. Okay.
My poor guy.
Well, Sean, now you're going to pay for that at 40 with twins.
Two boys, two girls, one like of each.
Years ago, so I'm good.
Two girls?
Two girls? No, I thought it was two boys.
What
are you having, Sean?
Oh, we're having two boys.
Two boys. Good luck. You're going to need
it. There goes your table.
Yeah, I know. I've got a video of my son climbing the top of my work van, so if that's how they're going to be, then it's going to be stressful.
I got three boys. Good luck.
You're going to need it. Bye, Sean. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, you too.
Australia.
Yeah, he got kicked out of a barn
in Australia. I wonder, you need a passport for Australia?
Yes, yeah. Destiny. You
I
need,
if
you
they
do.
Put that on his on his passport. Not allowed in this bar.
They should. They should. Last but not least.
Oh,
it's Mike in Hartford. Hi, babe.
Hey, babe.
That's what his wife calls him, so we call him babe.
Hi, babe.
Hi, babe. Destiny's here. Hi. You guys know each other.
He didn't even say hi to you. I said, hey, babe.
Sorry.
Okay.
I said plural.
Fine.
Plural.
Okay, received.
Sorry. There you go.
Anyway, where were we, Mike?
So, in the trucking industry, it's pretty cutthroat. You give your 2 weeks notice, and they're like, yeah, no, we're going to cut ties now.
Whoa.
I did that, gave my 2 weeks notice to my prior company, and I was going to clean out my semi-truck. And I was in the truck for about 20 minutes, and I was kicked out. I couldn't clean out my truck. What? I had to come in the next day after 8 a.m. to clean out my truck.
Honestly,
the boss wanted to be there.
I think a lot of workplaces, unfortunately, will kick people out a lot of times when they put in their 2 weeks. Yeah. If they know you're done because they don't want you copying files or getting emails. So a lot of people will escort people out. Be like, okay, you know what? Yeah. We're good.
But am I still leaving on good terms then?
It depends on the company. Did you, Mike?
Yeah.
I didn't. I left. I thought I left on good terms, but the boss didn't like the way I left.
You put a 2 weeks notice in. Who cares?
Yeah, it was kind of a. My dad works for the company still, and I was trying to.
Oh, they thought you were going to be loyal forever. That's what they thought.
Well, yeah, and I was trying to lessen the blow for him down the road, and I told my boss, "Don't let this affect my dad." And it didn't, thankfully. But yeah, it was definitely kind of. I had a really expensive GPS in there and everything, and they wouldn't let me take anything out of the truck.
What did you have in there that you had to go back in there at like the next day? That you know what I'm saying?
Pillows, yeah, blankets? And they wanted me to bring shirts back, and I only got five. And they're like, "Oh, you got 10," and I was like, "No, I didn't. I only got 5." They tried charging me like $100 per work shirt.
Well, Mike, now I'm going to tell everybody you got fired. They kicked you out. The guy that got fired got kicked out.
He's done.
I'm in a better place, anyways. So.
Obviously, right. Mike, we love you. Thanks for calling. Have a good weekend.
Not a problem. Have a good weekend, guys.
Bye. We have some text, Destiny. They said my friend got kicked out of a bar because a drunk girl was throwing ice at people, and my friend told her to stop, and she kept it up. So my friend grabbed the girl's hair, which was very long, wrapped it around her wrist, and pulled her off the bar stool.
And the girl who threw ice got to stay.
Goodbye.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
He never makes it worse. He's DZ, and we miss him a lot.
And you know what I like? He always, like, I'll go one way, and then he'll make me like, oh, yeah.
He'll change your mind.
Dang, he's a little bit right. So a little bit.
You're
right.
Very easily influenced. Is that what you're saying?
No,
Destiny in Milwaukee?
No, I'm not.
That's what I just heard.
No. You're listening. Hey, True Play. No.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for filling in today.
You're very welcome. Appreciate it.
I'm actually glad you're here because you speak Espanol.
Sí.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Todo bien.
¿Cómo está usted? I learned last night on Duolingo.
I love that.
I took 4 years of Spanish in high school. Let me just get to the problem today. It's me, Destiny. I took 4 years of Spanish in high school. I minored in Spanish in college.
Oh, Lord.
I should be able to speak better Spanish.
You just said that? You just admitted to that?
But I didn't finish college because I had a full-time radio job and I eventually left and had a career.
So that's the reason why you don't speak it that any better?
In my opinion, yes. When I'm usually in a, Spanish-speaking... You know what? Forget you. A Spanish country that speaks Spanish, I'm usually lit. So I don't work on my Spanish.
Cerveza en baño. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Sí.
Yeah.
Sí, exactly.
That's okay. I took Spanish and I brought my homework home to my grandpa, who is Hispanic, Tejano, and
okay. So wait, are you? You're not fully Hispanic.
No,
at all. But your grandpa was.
Yes.
So you're at least half.
Yes, I am half. Okay. And then I got like German, Dutch, I don't know. It's like five other things. If I ask my dad, he'll tell me.
Which one of your parents?
My mother.
She was Hispanic?
My mom is Hispanic.
She is. She's dead. I'm sorry, Destiny's mom.
She said it like she was like changed overnight.
Lo siento, okay?
Oh, yeah, yes! We're getting there, people! She's there!
But I want to learn Spanish for multiple reasons. One of them being DZ. It's his first language, okay?
Right.
Now, I don't need
so
to learn.
Lala's.
It's in Lala. Yes, your
is
wife.
Her? Yes.
It's she's Puerto Rican. Rican, yeah,
100%,
Jinx.
Yep.
And it's her first language.
A good Bloody Mary. Okay, sorry.
I just want to be. Now, Sammy, DZ's son, is learning Spanish. His children, him and Aaron, are going to speak Spanish as well, right?
Oh,
Aaron's learned.
See?
And so I want to know how. And everybody speaks it anyway now.
You
I want to know.
Roland starts school. He's going to K-4. So. When he gets tarea, that is homework, I'm just going to have you come over and help
you
him.
You know
with
what,
it.
Destiny?
I'm just saying.
I don't want to start at a kindergarten level, you're but I need like a third grade level.
No.
Duolingo said I'm not a beginner. They said I'm intermediate.
Because they want you to buy the next program.
And I did.
See what I'm saying?
No,
perfect
but seriously.
Example.
I was working so hard last night, and I was like, I hope one day I can just come in and speak in Spanish to DZ, and he'll be so proud of me.
And then they'll look at you because the dialects is so different. When my wife speaks Spanish, my mom says, you're speaking that Puerto Rican. I'll be like, Mom, it's Spanish. And my mom goes, no, it's not. It's Puerto Rican. And I'm like, Mom, guess un diferente. Like,
well, that's what happened when DZ started saying, wepa. Like, everybody thought he was Puerto Rican. And he's like, I'm Colombian. I'm not Puerto Rican. I just scream wepa because it's like a joy. It's an exclamation of joy for me.
My daughter's half Puerto Rican, half Dominican.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So even there is still a difference. Not even
in how they talk.
But just how you talk.
Okay. And I told DZ that I was having an easier time understanding on 90 Day Fiancé the Dominicans. He goes, the Dominicans speak the fastest.
Yeah.
And I was having the easiest time understanding the people, the Dominican.
You need to go kick it with my papi, because papi speaks really fast. My father-in-law, shout out to my father-in-law, I love him.
The problem is, what's your advice learning new languages nowadays? Is it just an app? Do you watch TV? Destiny, how did you learn Spanish?
You better watch the novelas. You have to go. Listen, when my grandma was around, if you didn't understand or something like that, she would pop you upside the head.
Okay.
So,
you just acted like you understood what you didn't, or what?
You do, but then it's just like, it's just repetitive. You know, like when you see people and you're like, hey, what's up? And they'll be like, hey, what's up? It's kind of just like a automatic thing right away. You know what I'm saying? So being around it, you just got to go to more Mexican bars, Puerto Rican bars.
You had me at bar. You know what? Say less.
Just got to go to the store. Go on the South Side.
Okay.
People that you don't think speak English, they speak
How
English.
Do I say, hold on, talk to me for a few minutes quick?
Espérate. Just tell them that. No habla español. Just tell them that. Then they'll be like, okay. Then they'll break it down for you.
I do agree speaking it is definitely good. Owen is into, right now he's trying to learn French. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because I want to. And I go, fine, learn French.
Well, how about the anime stuff? My daughter was like, I want to learn
Japanese.
Something.
It's
like
Japanese if it's anime,
Why? We're not, which is cool. I mean, by all means, go for it. But then, you know.
I feel smarter. I want to know more languages. That's my thing. Like, I want to know more.
The Brewers, isn't this Sunday the Brewers are hosting the Hispanic thing?
Is this where I'm going to learn Espanol finally?
We're going. That's it. You got me.
Well, the apps, I realize I can understand it way more than I can say it, is what I learned. Like, practicing. Does that make any sense? Because they make you write it. They make you say it, and they make you listen.
Right.
So I like the writing, because that actually creates a visual for me. If they say write the word, I'm like, oh, this is tough.
But you have to have the accent.
And I do. You got to add the Spanish keyboard. That's another topic for another day, Destiny.
Well, I don't get it, because when people call it, be like, Roland, and I'm like, no, it's Roland. You have to have the accent mark on there. Or Santino. Santino's got an accent on him.
I say Santino.
See, no,
we're all
it's not
wrong.
Santino.
Okay, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. What's your advice on learning a new language? That is what you're helping out with today.
Let's just go move somewhere for a whole year.
I will. Can I do the show from there?
You sure can.
When do we leave? Let's go. Kiss FM.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse.
It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So I was just thinking about all the advice you gave me to Destiny in Milwaukee, by the way. Thank you for filling in for DZ today. You're a fan favorite.
I got you, yes.
I appreciate you.
Throw your hands in the air.
And my I was just thinking about how you told me to go to the South Side to learn Spanish, and I'm like, why DZ? Why DZ? What was that when I thought about it? I'm like,
he's the outside of the South Side, though. See?
Ah. Why?
Bayview.
Bayview's not that far. But he's Colombian. That's enough.
Yeah, there you go.
He can talk to me in Spanish. We're talking about ways to learn new languages today because I said I've been working on my Spanish.
Oh, Lord.
Because I wanted to just show up one day and speak in Spanish to DZ and make him so proud.
And he's going to answer you and you're going to look at him with that blank stare like, oh, wait, I didn't learn that part. What was that?
The lights just went out.
That was no joke. That was pretty cool.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
It happens in here once in a blue moon, and then the generator kicks them back on.
Oh, I thought it was like a disco night.
Nope. The lights went out. Nobody saw that but us, though. Okay, you ready for our first regular who's on the phones for What Would DZ Do? She actually filled in last Friday. Welcome to the show, Lisa in Sheboygan.
Turn down the lights. She just did turn down the lights. That was
right
great.
As it said turn down the lights, the lights flickered again. That was weird. It's getting weird in here.
Oh, no.
DZ's listening. He's listening.
DZ, it's me. It's really you.
I knew he was psychic. Hi, Lisa. So,
La luz.
¿Cómo estás?
There you go. The lice.
Bien.
I heard that you're the best Spanish speaker out of all the callers today. That's what I heard, Lisa.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. What's your advice on learning a new language, then?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, I feel like
that was a real motivation there, Lisa. Go for it.
You almost made her coffee go out of her mouth just now. She's like,
I did.
The modern day Maya Angelou, I guess. Just go for it, man. No, I don't know. Like, my kids are taking, my one kid is taking Spanish. The one kid took French. I mean, I think she got a D. I don't know.
Delicioso.
It is beneficial if you have the right languages, especially Spanish.
Yeah, I took like 12 years of German, and if you ask me now to speak it, couldn't do it. I could understand it, but I can't speak it.
Can you order
way.
Food in it or
well,
anything?
One time, yeah, could you order food? No way.
Maybe. I know a lot of like grammar, but like the sentence structure, not anymore.
Well, we have a guy in our station, John, who lived in Mexico for years. He worked there.
Yes, you met John.
Yes, and he came in one day and he started speaking in Spanish to DZ in the studio, and I responded. I didn't realize that I was understanding and not even realizing I was understanding, and they all turned to me and I looked at myself and go, what the hell? And I go, I knew I secretly knew Spanish. I knew it.
I do have that special power.
It was really funny. So, all right, Lisa's got no advice other than, go for it. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Oh, I love Lisa. All right, next up. This one's trouble. You know this guy.
No,
let me go.
You know who it is.
I know. I thought he was just going
to. No, it's Ryan in Calabama.
This song drives me nuts.
It does?
Oh,
why?
Man, I can't believe you're letting me through on this line. She hasn't clicked the hang up button yet.
Hey, where's the hang up button? Let me learn.
Right there, bye.
Okay.
I feel so powerful when I hang up on people. It's so disrespectful in real life, but on the radio, it makes me laugh. Like, it makes me laugh so hard when I hang up on people.
Ryan, sorry, love you.
Ryan. Sorry, he's back. I can see him calling.
I got you, Destiny. Don't worry. I got you.
I didn't touch it. It wasn't me.
What do you mean? You got her? What does that mean? You're coming for her?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, bye.
High five.
He's going to kill us. He hates us so much right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, the past 2 days, she has called in for What Would DZ Do? And we have been so behind that she did not get through. We had to let her go.
And I promised her today that she
would be on the air. So, if I could find her theme song.
I should be.
ABCDEFGH. There it is.
How you trying to pilot this?
You guys, I'm trying to learn Spanish. I don't even know English. This is the problem right now.
Nor her alphabets.
Oh, Heather.
It's really hot in here.
It is hot.
You're just fanning yourself.
Hey, Heather.
Good morning, Heather.
Hi. Say hi to Destiny.
Good morning.
All right.
Hi, Destiny.
Good morning, Heather. Oh, I wish you could see her right now.
Oh, man. All right. So, Heather, we're talking about learning new languages. What's your best advice?
Immersion. I took...
Destiny said. Go talk to people. Yeah.
I took Irish in high school, or not in high school, in college. And in Ireland, it's kind of a dying language, and they're trying to bring it back, and they do these immersion schools where, like, students go up there for, like, the entire summer, mm-hmm. and they're immersed.
She's hurt with English, too. You saw
she was struggling
she
with
was struggling
English.
With the summer. There, don't worry, Heather. I got your back on.
I struggle, too. It's okay.
She's okay. She doesn't know her alphabets this morning. It's all right.
Yeah, I had to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I was like, where's H? Where's H in the alphabet? I can't find Heather in Shorewood.
Can't have find Heather. She can't say
you
summer.
Guys, it's Friday. Leave me alone. Okay, Lord. So Heather says immersion.
Yeah, if you immerse yourself in it, you start speaking it more, you understand it, you start replying in it, and then you actually start thinking in it. Yeah. When I was teaching Guelga in college, I was thinking in Irish, and it was really weird because when you're first doing that, it's like, oh my God, what is my brain doing?
Yeah, because it starts thinking in two different ways. And you're like, holy cow, I feel like I'm playing chess over here.
Oh no, DZ's listening? Oh, I hope he's not listening. He just texted me.
Oh.
He's going to know everything, you guys.
Oh, no, we
got to
block his radio.
Shoot. Yeah. Do you know what he is listening because he texted me and he goes, yeah, we got to move to Columbia.
That's what I just told you.
I'm not going easy to Columbia then.
Well, how do you say dang it in Spanish?
I'm not going to say it because the word I know is not the one.
I said another really bad word we could never say on the radio.
See, that's what
off
I'm saying.
The air. Okay, Heather, have a great weekend. We'll talk
Heather,
to you later.
Thanks.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. All right, last but not least, I'm excited about this one. You know who she is.
Oh, okay.
Amanda.
Yes.
She said Feliz cumpleaños. I'm going to shout out the one thing white people know. And maybe an hola. Adios.
No,
me llamo Ali.
There you go.
Alicia. Yes, yes, my Spanish teacher was Alicia. She always made me call myself that.
Alicia?
I don't know why.
I don't mind doing Spanish class.
Yeah, they lied to us.
My Spanish teacher at Mitchell, mm-hmm. he had a false leg. So at the end of the
false
year,
leg?
Yeah, like that.
Like leg?
Like an amputated, you know.
Oh, okay. He had Senior Allen. Got it.
So, you know, he would like, at the end, he would show everybody and like take it off. That was your big thing if you got to finish your Spanish class.
Stop it.
Yeah.
My teacher didn't like me because I did Google Translator a lot.
You had a Google Translator?
You cheated? You cheated.
I did that.
Is that
I didn't know how to speak it. I couldn't ask questions because I couldn't speak the language.
I wanted to ask in English. That's what a lot of kids
are
doing.
Are we talking about Spanish?
Yes.
She
cheated.
I would try to ask in English, but they wouldn't let me do it. I had to ask in Spanish, and I didn't know what I was saying. So I'm like, okay, Google Translator, you tell me what I'm saying.
Amanda is like the most clean, innocent girl. We finally figured out where she cheats.
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
We finally
Google, baby.
Yeah, that's you, Amanda the cheater. Now we know. Yeah. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning. I'm really excited to get to the phones immediately. But first, thank you for coming in, Destiny in Milwaukee.
You're so welcome.
Ah, it's good to have you in here.
Allie done turned the heater down, y'all. They got the AC on like, I don't know. It's 59 up in here. No wonder why they got extra blankets and stuff.
I start drinking coffee and I get hot. And I mean, you know who knows about this? My true partner on the radio.
How dare you?
Hi, DZ.
Hey.
Uepa.
Good
morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Did you hear? I have been practicing my Espanol for you, DZ.
Yeah, no, I was looking up flights, man, because you got to move quick to get you to learn faster.
Man, put us on that flight for me, please, mm-hmm. bro.
We're going to Colombia.
I got the whole family. We got space for everybody. Which house y'all want to stay at?
DZ, I told you, if you want to go, he's talking about like a 2-week vacation, taking the family. I'm going. I'll bring the boys. I'll go with the family. We're in.
Can we all go? Can we go?
He
my
said
boys
we can all
boys.
Go.
Because me and DZ, we share. Space.
Well, I'm invited. I don't know if you're invited.
But our boys share the same birthday. So like we're connected just like you guys are.
Fair. Okay. See, well, DZ, I miss you. You've called in quite a few times this week. Well, not quite a few. And there's still people who have missed out on what's going on with you. So let's just start. How are you? Hi.
We're doing okay. Yeah. It's a daily process, man. I know not everybody is aware of exactly what's going on. Actually, very few people are aware of exactly what's going on. But we want to share. I mean, because I've been itching to be back, to be on air. I miss you guys as well, and we want to get back to some level of normalcy just because the last few weeks have been
No, he said he missed me, and I agree. I want you gone quick. No, I'm just kidding, Destiny.
See what I put up? I feel for you sometimes. See,
I don't feel bad for either of y'all.
Damn.
I feel for Lala, your wife, Destiny. But anyway, DZ, where were you? So you've been through a lot. Go on.
We've been going through a lot, man. Yeah. I know a lot of amazing people have been coming in to help fill in for me while I've been unfortunately away. It's not by choice. And I guess I'll just start from the top, man. My wife had to have an emergency surgery. She'd been going through some discomfort for a number of weeks, and mm-hmm. we'd already gone to get checked out to see what it was, and doctors weren't really able to tell us. They gave us like five possible things, mm-hmm. and it ended up being none of the five, right?
So
my wife had to have an emergency surgery. There were some complications that made her have to stay in the ICU for a mm-hmm. short stay. We were in the hospital for about a week's time, and I mean, guys, it's a long road to recovery. It was a major invasive surgery. We're blessed to be here. We're blessed to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to tell people that mm-hmm. my wife almost bled out on the operating mm-hmm. table without freaking out myself, but that's exactly what happened. And we are just very thankful to be on this end and very happy that we're together, that we're a family, that everyone is okay, right? All things considered, right. and how things can go in the grand scheme of life sometimes. It's just, it's been a lot. Mm-hmm. So being home is very important right now, being available to have the boys around me so they don't bother her, because she's yeah. under some, you know, strict care as far as not being able to pick up the baby.
For sure.
Not being able to move too much. Not bed rest, but home ridden, if you will, just right. because she gets tired walking from the kitchen to the living room. And it ain't 15 steps, y'all.
I'm so sorry. I heard you yesterday and how you were saying, like, it just feels good to be home. Like, I know tonight you're going to step out, but it feels good to have, like, everybody at home. Your dog, the kids, your wife. And not that you don't want people's help, but it just feels, there's just a different feeling when it's mm-hmm. just your family. Because mm-hmm. now that's yours. Correct. You've made that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So when you said that yesterday, I was like, oh, I can relate to him on so many levels
well,
right now.
And how scary to your wife to almost die.
Man,
I mean,
that
makes me, I can't even. Yeah. I get so upset thinking about that, because DZ and Aaron are one of the best couples I know. They're
right.
super connected, you know.
Yep.
They support
yep.
each other. They're super supportive.
Yep.
They have a great kind of love. It's the kind of love everybody should have, like you and Lala.
Yes.
And a
Agreed.
Lot of people don't have that.
Right.
So, you know, I can only imagine how traumatic this whole thing was. And for Aaron too.
Yeah.
But for
no,
you too, I mean, DZ, like I can't
know,
even imagine.
Don't know where your feelings are going. Are you going towards your wife? You're caring for the kids. You got
What do you do?
He's a split man right,
right.
now.
You got to deal with the
right.
physical before you can even touch the emotional.
Right. Man.
Right.
Man,
so it feels like you guys are 1,000%. Like, there is not a single word that y'all just said that is a no for me, dog, mm-hmm. because everything, yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you find yourself not really sure, but then also just being happy. And but it's such a weird flow, man. But
yeah.
it's just, you guys understand this.
As long as you can swim, you good. You know what I'm saying?
When the 1 hour...
He's trying. Hey, yeah, right.
Tread in water. Tread in water, baby. We're in safety mode, but we're staying afloat,
man. God ain't
going to
throw nothing at you that he don't know you can't handle. So at least you know you're handling, and you're handling it very, very well. So high five to you for that one.
Mm-hmm. And if he adds some more weight, it's because he knows I'm stronger. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Whatever anybody believes in, I'm not looking to go religious on nobody, but higher powers, higher beings, God, Jehovah, whatever you believe it is, whatever you feel it is, whatever you need to tell yourself it is, hang on to that, because sometimes, yeah, we're not strong ourselves. We need to rely on either the support system we have, we created, or that we believe in. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel
absolutely.
It was just, yeah, it's something
it's
when you go in for a 1 hour routine checkup and it turns into a 5 hour life threatening surgery, man.
Yeah, Sammy and them are going to start speaking more Spanish than mm-hmm. Allie really fast, because now you're home even more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I got to.
You're going to get passed up.
I have
you
to pick up the
passed.
Spanish. Why do you think I'm getting so hardcore about it?
I told you.
I have to learn
school,
it. If Sammy speaks it, Sammy already speaks Spanish better than me.
So does Rolando.
He already talks to me in Spanish and I go, huh?
Y'all are cracking me up because y'all are so right. Can I just share some a funny dilemma, right? Like, the dream blade in the grass right now, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
With so many people in and out, helping mother-in-law, friends, family, you name it, people mm-hmm. coming by.
Domino's,
they've been seeing the boys, mm-hmm. and they'll be like, hey, what can we do to help? And if for whatever reason, Sammy's in the vicinity, he's a talker. I wonder why. Shocker, right? Who's his dad? And
And every single time, somebody ends up going, I have no clue what he's saying. He's speaking too much Spanish for me.
He speaks in Spanish. Yeah. I've been around him. Sammy speaks in Spanish more than English. I love it.
My mom would say that. Can you tell him to speak in English? I'm like, Mom, he's speaking English. She's like, no, it doesn't sound like it. I'm be like, what's the problem?
Well, sometimes I look at DZ because, you know, he's three, and I go, was that English or Spanish? First, tell me which language it was, and then let me try to figure out if
she
I can.
She said, wait, let me put my Google thing on real fast so he can listen to him.
No.
Yeah.
Well, DZ, thanks for sharing that fun story at the end. Am I going to see you tonight at the Milwaukee Mile?
You know what? It's looking good so far.
Okay.
Let me confirm in about an hour or so.
Sure.
But right now it's looking like we're going to have somebody here, and I'm going to be able to step out and come hang out at the Milwaukee Mile tonight. I'm feeling good.
They're having races this weekend.
Do you need to shave though?
What?
Does he have
my legs or his beard?
No, his beard.
There are going to be race car drivers there. Hold on.
Oh, there we go. There goes off track again.
There we go. 4 to 6 tonight at the Milwaukee Mile. They have like a family free fun zone. So if DZ wants
to. You said family?
Yes. Yes.
Hold on. Sammy, you want to go see a race car?
Come see T. Alley. Come see
you me. You want to see a race car with T. Alley?
Yeah.
Sammy misses me. I knew it.
Oh,
Sammy, I'll see you later.
Hey guys.
Aww. Adios.
Adios.
Buenos dias, Sammy.
That kid is so cute.
Ellie Destiny.
Hi,
Destiny está trabajando por papá hoy.
Papá hoy?
Yeah. Y vamos a ver a tía Ellie más tarde, ¿ok?
¿Dale?
Sí.
Ay, bueno.
Okay,
love you, Sammy. I can hear him in the background still going, all right, DZ, maybe I'll see you tonight. Thanks for calling in. We're going to get into Am I the Jerk in a second. So,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, all right, good luck.
Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, on today's edition of Am I the Jerk, it involves throwing food. Destiny in Milwaukee, who's filling in today for DZ. Hi. Mm.
Can you call me Big Papa? Put your hands. Hey.
I've never even called a guy who's been Big Papa. They're coming to call you one.
It was worth a try. I tried.
Destiny, you're so funny. You're a fan favorite. So you're filling in today. You were on DZ's draft list. Yeah. I'm not supposed to say that out loud, but you were.
Yes.
Because I called him the other day and I said, I know you're having a rough day. Let's have a little fun and play our draft pick of regulars on the radio. Who you
I
want to come
drafted.
In. And there was a lot on the list, but only a few could make it. So you're in here, Destiny.
All right.
Today's Am I the Jerk?
Contract.
You don't. Oh, you're just
it.
Filling in until DZ comes back because I miss him. Okay. Am I the Jerk for throwing food?
Never.
Hold on. You haven't heard the whole submission.
Okay, all right.
You can always write in Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs. A lot of people send them on Facebook or Instagram. Let's change her name. What's her name? Because she threw something.
Sally.
Oh, great. She sounds like Allie. Lovely. Lovely. Sally. Sally is the one who wrote in today.
Sally
she said, I want to know if I'm the jerk for throwing food. I went through a drive-thru the other day and I ordered a burrito. We're not going to say what restaurant. I ordered a bean and rice. Destiny? Don't say the restaurant because they messed up, okay? I asked for a bean and rice burrito because I don't eat meat. So we drove off. I took one bite and the thing had meat in it. I was so mad that I yelled and threw the whole burrito out the window while the car was moving.
What?
Oh, picture is a burrito flying down the road.
On someone's windshield.
Oh, man. While the car was moving, even better. It did not hit anyone or anything. But
so she says.
My best friend who was in the car immediately said I was a jerk and completely out of line. I say no harm, no foul. Nobody got hurt. Am I the jerk for throwing my burrito out the window?
I'm mad because you didn't throw it at the drive-thru before you left. You should have checked. I just paid for a burrito and now it's on the side of the road. And I ain't got nothing to eat.
I know. I would have eaten it. Why did I waste the food?
She could have at least took everything off and just ate the tortilla, right?
You know what this goes back to? This goes back to the age-old debate. Like, I remember getting into this debate with friends in my 20s with if you throw a banana peel or an apple. I do that all the time. And they were like, you can't throw banana peels and apples. I'm like, they break down. They're fine. Right. You know, an
decompose
animal will get it.
Or something like that.
I don't think a whole burrito should be thrown. But there are foods I feel like you can totally throw out the window you are not the jerk.
You ain't never played Mario Kart where you throw it out in the bag?
The banana peel?
Yeah, the banana peel.
Isn't that where that came from? The age-old argument of can you throw the banana peel out? Is that
exactly.
mean?
So they put it in a game. Now it's legit.
Do you think Sally's the jerk for throwing her entire burrito out the window?
No, nope. Not at, did it have the wrapper?
Was that necessary, though?
But did it have the wrapper?
Well, I would assume. It depends on how you eat your burritos. Like,
do you unwrap it?
Well,
or do you keep the bottom?
I'm a half. When I used to eat burritos, I'm a half wrap. So
why?
Because then I pull it down as I eat it so it doesn't fall everywhere. So it's like wrapped and then I pull it down as I go. I don't just eat it with no wrap on it. I'm a wrapper. Wrapper. Not a wrap. Wrapper. Not a tortilla. Not a tortilla. Paper. Oh, paper.
There
foil.
You go. There we
foil.
Go.
Foil. How's that?
I was
going to
say, can you just break it down a little bit better? Because you are all over the place over here.
I could tell wrapper. You had no idea what I was saying, could you? No.
You were like halfway this and I'm like, what are you doing with the inside of what's in the tortilla then if you're unwrapping it?
No. All right. 414-533-1037. Is Sally a jerk for throwing her burrito all the way out the window and then some? I don't know. You should be throwing food.
Why should she just go back and get a new one?
Good question. Well, it's too late. She threw it out the window. Yeah.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So many surprises on the show today. First off, filling in for DZ is one of our fan favorite regulars. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song, Destiny in Milwaukee. Hi.
Ooh, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You're so funny.
Thank you.
Like,
I try not to.
I mean, everybody that's been in this week's been pretty funny, but it's going to go really snap. Quick with you because what a character you are. And even more of a character is your wife, Lala, who is calling from bed, I think. Hi, Lala. How are you?
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Did you hear I'm working on my Espanol, Lala?
Yeah, you're working on it, but you gotta go somewhere. You gotta go to the south side. You gotta pick it up. You gotta move.
Told you.
I agree.
Columbia it is. All right, so Lala, we are talking about Am I the Jerk? Sally wants to know if she's the jerk for throwing an entire burrito out the window because...
Yeah, she's a jerk. Why are you wasting food? Even though the meat was there, you should have gave it to the next person or a homeless person. You know they'd be hungry.
She was too impulsive.
That's wasting food.
But
you
she
know how many hungry people
told
out there?
She didn't want no meat though.
Yeah.
So if you didn't listen,
yeah,
you're
but
just,
still.
You can throw, it. Throw stuff.
Listen, I know you guys have 12 kids and they're all in the background right now. I love it.
Say hi to mama.
Mama!
Buenos dias, boys.
Which one was that?
That's Santino.
Oh, that was Santino. Aw.
Buenos dias.
Can you
boys.
Tell the kids apart when you hear their voices? Mm-hmm. You can. That's cute.
Está tomando bien.
Well, Lala, thank you for calling. She said definite jerk for wasting food.
Oh, my God.
And I'm on Lala's side because don't.
I agree.
Why wouldn't you hand it to the person next to you?
Let me see Rude. Her. Let me see her throw some food out the window. I would.
I don't throw food out the window. I give it to the next person.
Because it would be jerk.
Right. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
See? All right, Lala, go have fun with the babies.
Destiny, bye. Stay out of over here. Thank you.
Yeah,
babe.
Destiny's on break.
Yeah.
I know how it is when you go to work and you want to be left alone.
Yeah, that's what my mom used to tell me. She's like, the guys come to work because they want a break. And I'm like, okay.
Well,
it don't count when all my kids are sleeping when I
go to work. I'm a woman and I go to work for when my kids were little, I used to go for a break, let me tell you. Okay, so your wife said jerk. Next up, we have another regular calling in this morning. It's been a minute. Amy in Muskego.
Good morning.
What's up, girl?
How you doing? Good morning. I'm good. I miss y'all so much.
Oh, I miss your theme song coming on, so that means I miss hearing your voice, too.
I know.
Because you can't touch this.
Well, we're talking about wasting food today. You probably heard Destiny's wife, Lala, just say jerk for throwing the entire burrito out the window because they didn't like it.
Now, listen. I agree with her a little bit because we don't waste food.
Right.
If this is the place that I think it is, you be ready to smack on that thing, okay?
We eat it no matter what it is what she's getting at.
And you disappointed. You ain't wrong. Go ahead. I would have softball threw that thing back at the window. I would have.
They were already gone. They were gone from the restaurant. They couldn't throw it back.
Would it have mattered what time of day it was, though, that she got this? Like, what if she was leaving the bar and
she was angry and drunk?
Exactly. Yeah. I would have been even more mad.
Yeah.
But if she was driving and we did that, you know, baby, you're not supposed to be doing that stuff. So.
Right.
So are you saying jerk, Amy?
No, she's not the jerk.
Not the jerk for throwing the burrito.
Not the jerk. Because you know what? I'd be very disappointed, okay? And I'd be upset, and I would have did that loop-de-loop back into the drive-thru.
The loop-de-loop.
Oh, she lost it as soon as she bit into it and found out that there was meat in it, especially if you don't eat meat. Man, I get it. I understand.
Well, nothing makes me more mad than the loop-de-loop around fast food places when I got to go all the way around to get to the drive-thru, and you know what I'm talking about.
And then you got
to
wait. Or you just go inside then?
The loop-de-loop. No, I don't go inside.
You way back in the drive-thru?
What are you, psychotic?
Oh, my. No,
get out of here. Okay, bye, Amy.
It depends the mood and how bad we are.
Fair.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
You know what's funny? I used to go in Destiny, and now I found myself just leaving. Like, I don't even.
So you would have just left.
Because I feel like it's not as worth it to me anymore. Yeah.
You just sat in that drive-thru line, though, to wait for the food. Now you just.
I'll keep it. We're split down the middle. Jerk.
Okay. All right.
And then not the jerk. Chris is in Heartland. He's going to have to be the tiebreaker today.
Come on, Heartland, man. Be on my side.
Chris, say hi to Destiny.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Allie.
Hi. Is Sally a jerk for throwing the burrito out the window?
First off, I can't believe this is happening. I'm pushing 40, but in my young 20s, Anchorman came out. And in the beginning of that movie, Will Ferrell threw a burrito out the window, hit a guy on a motorcycle, dumped the motorcycle over, and the guy goes, "What the hell, bro? You just throw a burrito out the window?"
Chris, how did we not remember this while we're talking about this?
Dude, I love that movie. My boys and I, we knew all the quotes. We quoted like dumb dummies. But
dude, you throw a burrito out the window?
I did.
So, Chris, is it a jerk or not the jerk then?
Well, Destiny's onto something. As long as there was no wrapper and you didn't dump some guy on a motorcycle, not the jerk. It's organic. It's going to break down. Animals are going to eat it. Not the jerk.
Right. See?
Not the jerk.
See?
Wow. Okay. So not the jerk. He's saying we're good to go. All right, Chris, you solved the problem. Thanks for calling today.
What a good one. Have a good day.
Bye. Have a good day. There you go. So
not the problem.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk, Sally. You can throw burritos all you want, apparently.
As long as it's got meat in it.
As long as it's got meat in it.
If it got no meat, then we're eating it.
We're eating it for sure.
Depending on what time of day.
Next, I'm supposed to do dumpster fire dating because it's Friday. Do you want the update? Because I gave it yesterday.
I mean, we know.
Do you want? Did I dump him? You go. What's the update? Did you dump him?
I said it's a dumpster. Did you dump him?
It'll be the shortest dumpster fire dating ever. And then I want to talk to you about something big that's starting for you next week, Destiny, and a lot of people.
Yes,
we're gonna talk about it next. Hold on.
We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
If you missed it yesterday, what's wrong with you? All right, Destiny in Milwaukee is filling in for DZ. Hi, Destiny.
Good morning. Every time that music plays, though, for your dumpster thing, I always look around like, what? Yeah, listen to it. Like,
do you not hear my little small violin?
Yeah.
As the boys tell me their excuses for why they suck at life.
Oh.
I'm like, play me the violin, guy. Tell me why you aren't a very good guy. No. So, Destiny, can we just recap very quickly about Nature Boy?
Because
I know you missed it yesterday. Nature Boy and I went on our final date last weekend on Saturday night. And it was very anticlimactic. I decided to have a talk with him about how stagnant everything was going. And we had a talk, and I thought maybe it went well. And then he tried to ghost me.
Oh, Lord.
So I was like, no. Because I said, listen, we date for a week. We go on a date or two. You can ghost me. I'll live. But if we're talking every day and we've actually been respectful of each other and we've been nice to each other.
Texting back and forth.
There's zero reason. If something toxic happened, I will ghost you and you can ghost me. But if nothing happens and it's fine, why are you just not communicating with me?
Bad communication.
So I texted him and I said, hey, I'm not feeling it either, but you can at least say something.
Wow.
What? He said, you're right, I'm sorry. And that's the finale, and that's the end of Nature Boy. Literally, I told it way longer yesterday, but that's the summed up version.
So Nature Boy got the fire.
There was no fire. There was no passion.
That was it. It was no...
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Poor guy.
I felt no fireworks. I you know, I need like passion. I need something, or I'm bored.
Touch me. Something. It's somebody right. that needed some R. Kelly.
Well, you
something.
Know, and then I
genuine.
Just,
no. Okay.
What's fine? Sure. Sure. And then another. It was just. He's a very nice guy, but he's not for me.
Not your guy.
Yeah. No. I think he'll be great for somebody, but I don't think it's a match.
Yeah. No nature going on.
I think
there.
He's none.
No.
None at all. Destiny, next, will you tell everyone what you're starting?
Welcome back. Listen.
I'm so excited. We're going to talk about it next. Hold on. Okay. This is what you're... I know you're excited and I'm excited. Destiny's starting something really big on Tuesday with a lot of other people.
Uh-oh.
And it may be exactly what you think. Thank you for all your texts. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I didn't know you could multitask.
Somebody said, please give Nature Boy my number. Jessica in New Berlin. You got it, girl. No problem. I'll hook you up. You can have at it. And I'm not even joking.
Oh, my goodness.
Other people said, thank you next.
Tell them Allie sent you.
Can you imagine? I start recommending men. Tell them Allie sent you.
Like, oh, you're with Allie? All right.
Oh, man. No, all right. So Destiny in Milwaukee is my special guest co-host today. Hi, Destiny.
Nick Papa. Throw your hands in
the air. We just got a text that said, tell my cousin hello, and she's doing a great job.
Aw, who's that?
I don't know. You want me to read the number live on the air?
No, not really.
Exactly. Somebody, okay, it's one of your probably many cousins.
Good morning, everybody.
You have to sign your name when you text in. We don't know it's you. Destiny, yes, I'm glad you came in today for DZ. Yes. And he called into the show, which was awesome and exciting. We got another update. Him and I are going to be at the Milwaukee Mile tonight from 4 to 6.
Right.
I'm excited about that for the Family Fun Zone. But I want to talk about what you're starting on Tuesday.
Oh, I'm excited.
Destiny, wait, how old are you?
What?
Just answer the question.
No, never.
Come on. Mm-mm, I'm older than you. Answer the question.
No, not happening. So I don't care.
Really?
Yes.
Are you one of these people that won't tell your age?
You know why?
Are you serious?
Because my daughter does not know how old I am.
Why?
I just never.
This is a thing? Are you kidding me right now? Give me your license. Give me your license.
No, I'm not.
Give me your license.
No, because you're going to tell her.
Give me your license.
Not happening. Not happening. My
brother's going to get the mom voice. Give me the license.
My brother's laughing, going, I know. Let me tell. I already know. No, you better not.
Okay, fine. So forget about how old you are, but you're an adult.
Yes.
Are you in your 30s?
I'm old enough to start school again, and that's where I'm going. Yeah, see how I jumped that?
Fine. You have 4 kids. You're at least 30, aren't you?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
27,
there fine. And Destiny, you're starting school. I didn't know you were going back to college.
Yes, I am.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank
I don't
you.
Even know what you're doing. Tell me everything.
I am going back to school for barber technology to cut hair.
Cool.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I got 3 boys and I am not paying $30 to $35 for no
you're
haircuts.
Right. You're right. It's expensive.
But I shaved my dad already. And my dad lives in a nursing home. He's been there 31 years, and I've been shaving my dad for a very long time. But it makes sense to me, and I'm excited to learn. I love cutting grass. I love the lines and everything.
It's the artistic part of you. You're creative, and you get into that.
Yeah,
and then you found the creative outlet for you, which I really wish more people could find. Because everybody's got some creative outlet that really makes them happy and makes them feel good, but most never find it.
Everybody
whether it's writing or reading or music
art.
Or art or mowing the lawn or the lines,
yes.
Whatever your creative outlet is, you're being more creative than you think usually, you know? So, okay, so you're going to be a barber.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
so then
excited.
You cut everybody's hair. How does this work? Men, women?
No, I'm just going for the bar. I'm not doing the nails.
And then you just do men.
And
or can you do women too?
I'm going to do
anyone that's got short hair.
Yeah.
How does this work?
That's kind of how I'm going with it.
Okay, that helps.
I don't want to do like layers and color and tint, but I will be learning all that in my program.
How long is your program?
It's a year.
And do you want to say where it's at?
I'm going to Gateway Technical College in Kenosha.
Cool.
So I'll be driving from Milwaukee to Kenosha 4 days a week.
Uh-huh.
And it's a long drive.
Wait, Destiny. Okay, stop.
Yes.
You have 4 children. You just had another baby.
Yes.
You and your wife. Congrats.
Yes.
Lala.
You.
And you've now got 4 children. You also coach.
And you know what? That's what's hurting me this year.
The coaching?
I have to take a year off of coaching. And I am so bummed because I saw a lot of my kids this year, soccer, basketball. And they're like, hey, Coach D. And I'd be like, what's up? And then I told the parents. And the parents are like, no. I'm like, I'm sorry. But I told them I will help out on Saturdays if they need me to still.
You're that person though, you can't just say no because you're such a helper in the community, especially that they're like, give us one day, and you're like, all right,
my wife's like, I know you're not gonna give it all up, and I'm like, I can't, it's just hard. The hardest thing is the coaching. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be the 5:30, 9:30 every day, Monday through Thursday, going to school, the 35-minute drive. No, it's the not coaching, because I love coaching
kids.
You
live for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just did T-ball. You know, I just did T-ball in Oak Creek, and mm-hmm. that was the best. And that was Tuesdays and Saturdays. And I'm like,
oh. Somebody texted in and said, Destiny was our son's baseball coach. She's so awesome.
Thank you.
Hey-o. Good morning. Then mailman Jordan texted in and said, let's go, Destiny.
Hey, Jordan. What's up, my man?
So you start school on Tuesday. Are you nervous as an adult going back to college this late in life?
No.
You 40-year-old. I'm just kidding. She won't tell me how old she is. That's why I keep just guessing.
What's cool is that the lady who cuts my hair, mm-hmm. Trisha, is the one who's one of the teachers.
Oh.
So she kind of like talked me into it. So I'm like, you
Smart.
Know what? Let's do this. When I got out of the service, I went to school.
Yeah.
I did automotive
technology.
How
long were you in the service?
I did my 4 years in
you
the
did Corps. Four, yep. yeah. Well, thank you for your service.
You're very welcome.
And then where'd you go from there?
After
was that straight from high school you went to the service?
Because
I want people to understand you can always change your path depending.
Yes,
so what happened after the service?
I got out and then I didn't know what I wanted to do. So mm-hmm. then I was a motor
That's
T.
A lot of people.
Yeah. So then I went to college mm-hmm. and I did automotive technology, auto body collision.
Cool.
And then I switched all up to kinesiology. At UWM.
What the hell's kinesiology?
The study of body movement.
Oh, got it. You know, got it. Because, now with a K.
No, yes.
Yes, now I know what word you just
Lord
said. Right? I had to picture the word in my head.
Listen, we already know your Spanish is nacho, and now we're going to English with nacho strong. It's okay.
You're lucky I can't say bad Spanish words on the air either, because I do know those. So you kind of floated through careers, kind of.
Which everybody does.
And
people, please don't feel like you have to have your major and everything
figured out
at a certain age. No, my wife has her master's degree,
mm-hmm.
and I applaud her for that mm-hmm. because I'm still figuring out where everything's going. I love coaching. I love being with kids. Everybody opens up to me.
But you haven't found the one thing yet.
But I feel like this is going to be it. Mm-hmm. I cut hair. People open up to me. People open up to me at work. This mm-hmm. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
What better way? Who do you open up to the most when you go get your hair cut?
My hairstylist knows everything.
I bet you.
I mean, and I've been going to her for like over 20 years. Well, not over, about 20 years now. And she knows it all.
I bet you.
And I won't see her for 3 months and I'll walk in and be like, let me tell you about what happened since I've seen you. 2 hours later, there you go.
Because we're therapists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
you
I'm
are.
Saying? You just get to open up and stuff and learn about
it. It's like
them.
A trainer at the gym, too. I tell them my whole life story, too.
Right.
I love
it. You're just talking because you don't
I just talk
work
too
out.
Much.
Right.
Well, that's also true, Destiny. I don't want to work out. You're not wrong there. I want to know if there's anybody else who changed their life or went back to school like Destiny. I'd love to hear some motive. This is like inspirational and motivational today. 414-533-1037.
Don't be scared to go back to school, y'all.
Seriously, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Did you know that Simon Cowell, I think, was like 35 or something before he even was successful
what
and became a star?
What about the KFC guy?
Like, who, Colonel Sanders?
There you go, him.
What about him? Wait, what about him?
He was older, too, when he became successful and everything.
Right, right.
You know? Well,
and most people think, oh, by 35, you're done. That's not even... he literally became a millionaire in his late 30s.
See what
Lived
I'm
at
saying?
Home. Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm past that, but you know, I see you're trying to get this age thing on me.
I am. You're not going to tell
happening.
Me? Fine.
No,
all right. I see the phone's ringing. 414-533-1037.
Let's do it.
What did you do? Did you go back to school? Did you change your life around? Maybe you figured something out way later?
That better not.
I knew your family would text me your age.
Hello.
Thank you to Destiny's family.
Did you not want to?
Oh, you're on Destiny in Milwaukee. You're on.
Throw my hands in the air. I'm going to disown my family.
So, Destiny, we're talking about how you're going back to school
yes,
on
ma'am.
Tuesday for
excited.
What? Barber innovation?
Barber technology.
Technology. That's really cool.
Is it innovation?
Whatever you said.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cutting
you
hair.
Told me.
We're cutting hair.
You're cutting hair.
There you go.
And I'm
we're
excited. Something
Thank
new.
You.
And a lot of people decide to change their lives at all types of ages.
Which is A-OK.
Definitely A-OK. So, I want to start with Carson in McGuanago this morning. Hi, Carson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good morning.
We're good. Me and Destiny.
Good morning.
Hi. What did you do? Did you go back to school to get a new job? What changed?
So I actually did hair for like 10 and a half years. Yeah. I was a hairstylist behind the chair.
She's going to tell you not to do it. She's going to say don't do it.
No. Honestly, it changed my life. Like, it's such a great profession. You're going to absolutely love it.
See? Thank you.
Yep. The reason I changed... you know, personally, it just wasn't, like, sparking me anymore, the creativity and all of that. I was
You were
like,
bored and you weren't challenged, right?
Exactly.
You become to a place where you're not challenged anymore, wow. And you're like, now what? Yep, a lot of people feel that way in their jobs. Go on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So I met a lot with brides on their wedding day doing their hair. And now I'm a bridal stylist, so I actually help brides find their wedding dresses now.
Oh,
so it's so like a full circle, like fill your cup kind of thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and
so
you're happier.
From their hair you went from the top half to the bottom half, mm-hmm.
but still creative.
Yeah, pretty
but
much. Mm-hmm.
You know exactly. what? I just realized what you said. Hold on.
No, she. No, well, she understood.
I mean, I'm doing that. You know.
Okay.
I did my top half. I'm about to do my bottom half at a loom. What's the difference? Top half.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So you did. That was a big change, and I like your story because these are inspirational. They might inspire someone who's listening, who's bored, unchallenged, wants a different.
Scared.
Yes. Scared is a big one. Thinks they have, well, we all have bills to pay or thinks it's not feasible because of, and it might not be, but it might be if you do it on the side. You never know.
Right.
So, all right. Thanks for sharing, Carson. Still, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I consider myself retired, but in hair, but my friends and family, like if they need help with hair, I help them out.
See, there you go. You always have something that someone always need. Smart woman.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Carson.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
You
nice talking.
Yes. Bye. Somebody texted in and said, hi, my name is Jennifer from Muskego. I'm 41. I'm back in school for nursing.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't blame you. They make a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
If I could handle blood, I'd go back for nursing too. Somebody else texted in and said, went back to school at 36, 5 months pregnant to get my CMA. You know what's funny? I'm the third. So I'm the youngest out of my sisters. There's three of us. My mom, I remember her going to school when I was little. And I remember going with her to the town I grew up in had a college where my dad worked, Southern Illinois University. And I remember my mom getting her master's degree and she would take me with, I was like five or six.
Yeah,
and I would go with her to her little office. And I was like, my mom's in college. Like I have a very vivid memory of that.
I lay in the bed and I've been reading my book trying to get ahead. And my sons would be like, Ma, you're reading? I'm like, yeah, me home, got to read for school. So it just gives your kids too, if you have kids, they're like, oh, you're still doing it.
She was 36 though.
Yeah.
She would have been almost 40 because I was 5 or 6. So
age is nothing but a number.
She went back and she became a school psychologist for 20 some years before she retired at 40.
See,
you know,
that's why she
you never
in
know.
Florida now.
Yeah, that's why they do live in Florida. You're not wrong about that. Calling next is another regular. I don't know if you've ever actually gotten the chance to say hi to her. She's in Franksville, Lindsay.
And I liked it.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey,
good morning.
How are you, Lindsay?
Wonderful on this gloomy Friday.
Yeah, very gloomy. Well, what's something you did? Did you change your life later? Did you go back to school?
Yeah, I went to school. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I tried lots of different things and ended up at a daycare job for my mom and aunt that didn't really, you know, I could do it. I liked it enough, but now I've wander around the state with a dog that sniffs out bed bugs. I didn't know that was a thing.
What? This is a job?
Wait, your dog smells bed bugs?
What?
Yes.
Go on. I want to know more.
So, I was, you know, my brother worked for a company that stayed friends with someone else and he wanted to do a different position and showed this little dog on Facebook, says, who wants to work with him? Like, let's see, dogs or kids? I'm like, I'll hang out with the dog all day.
Right, but do you like get itchy or do the bed bugs go in the dog's nose? Do you gotta wash them?
No, we stay far enough away and I don't want to take anything home because my wife will kill me.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
But so I'd probably the kids, I'm like, either if you don't want to go to college, like don't if that's not for you, or if you do, take all your general ed stuff.
Lindsay,
you know, figure out what you want.
Lindsay, my dad was a professor and I tell people, don't go to college if you don't want to go to college. Like, I mean, I come from a family of educators and I'm like, if it ain't for you, it ain't for you. Don't waste your money unless you know what you want to do.
And that's what happens, though.
Yeah.
How many times do college kids change their profession?
All the time.
Freshmen change at least 3 years.
Look at me. I went to college. I didn't even need it.
See?
I left in the middle because I had a full career already. You know, it just depends.
Wow.
And they were trying to teach me how to do radio. I'm like, I need to teach you. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Day
Ever.
No, like ever, ever.
Like for real. This is how you start your Labor Day weekend.
Destiny, I invited you to co-host for DZ today. Go ahead. Just say thank you while we're ahead.
Thank you. Say it.
You didn't know what was happening today, did you?
I bet your DZ didn't know what was happening today. He's going to be
Oh, wait, let me turn on your mic. I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on.
Special guest.
Hi,
bestie.
What's up, besties?
Okay, lots happening. Destiny's filling in for DZ.
Thank you, DZ.
He called in this morning. You're happy he's gone because he doesn't know who's in here right now.
He doesn't know. I miss you, DZ. We'll get you next time, I promise.
Executive chef Lauren Rue from the Barrel Yard and the Milwaukee Brewers and AmFam Field.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And you brought in...
I brought in Executive Chef Kate Southcott of Jay Line and Kugel's Barrel Yard.
I love women in power. You go, girl.
That's my twin. She's my twin today.
Kate, you both have hats on backwards.
Right.
I love it.
Hair, black hair.
Killing each other. Okay, hold on though, Destiny. Do you see all the food they brought?
Did you see your eyes when all that food that they brought?
I am going to be so asleep in an hour after I eat all of this because... I'm excited. Last night. First of all, let's start at the top. I saw you, Chef. I saw you at the Brewer game.
Yep, probably about 2-3 weeks ago you were there.
I was on a date with Nature Boy.
Okay, with Nature Boy.
That is now ended if you missed Dumpster Fire dating.
86 Nature Boyhood.
But you were there when you came down and said hi to me because it was like we're friends on Insta and I was like, wait, I'm at the Brewer game. And so Chef Lauren Rue came down and met me by 3rd Street Market Hall.
Yep.
And I got to see the new the pilot brewing system.
Yeah. So that's downstairs. Whoa. Right outside the
was
barrel
that when
yard.
I walked in?
That was right when you walked in.
You know me, I started drinking at the brewer games.
I was about to say, you didn't catch the beer? No.
What okay. You know, anyway. Okay, all so right. wait, tell everybody about that first before we get into the food.
Yeah, the Barrel Yard is a Line and Kugel's is the big sponsor behind the restaurant.
For sure.
And we have a 3 pilot brewing system. Uh-huh. So our brewer, Corinne, works with Chef Cade and I and our general manager, Ben, on creating some really awesome beer specials and then being able to pair them with the food. But the beer that we brew at the Barrel Yard is only available at the Barrel Yard.
Mm.
So if you want to come try the special beer, so Colin Rea just came out with a special beer that's branded to, and I'm sorry, who?
I think Bryce Wilson was
Wilson was the other one. I think that was called Billy Beer. I think that's that's what the manager of the brewers calls Bryce's Billy, so it's Billy Beer.
Yeah.
But you can only get those at the stadium. They actually were just released yesterday or the day before.
Wow.
So limited edition.
You can come and vote for them too. So you can come and have the beers and then vote for your favorite. So we're kind of pushing to start this little rivalry between the players and between the brews. So we'll see how it goes.
So each player's got a favorite beer and you want them to vote for their beer?
The two players made the beers.
And then the fans
can come in and try the beers and they can put their votes on for which one they like.
Which two players made the beers?
It was Colin Rea and Bryce Wilson.
Oh, it's on.
So
love a good competition.
Which one's giving us a free taster first? Because you got my vote.
No, just ask the chefs. We should ask them which one's better.
Oh no, you can't do that. Yeah, yes, I came on the spot.
I'm not gonna defer to my favorite being Collins, but that's no big deal.
Fine. If you're just tuning in, I am so happy because I see all the food over there, and I can't wait to eat it.
If you guys could see Allie's face right now,
I'm so excited. I haven't eaten today yet, and I'm gonna eat all of that. So Chef Lauren Rue from the Barrel Yard at AmFam Field and you brought Chef Kate, both executive chefs. The Barrel Yard, we've talked about on the show before, but that's your baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's
your baby, right?
You know, we're ranked number 2 in food in the major leagues for a reason, and a big part of that is the scratch kitchen that is the Barrel Yard. So Chef Cade and her team do an absolutely phenomenal job and holding it down. Some of the food that we brought today are some of the new offerings that we have this season.
Yeah,
so.
What did you... Okay, he texted me last night. He said, Lauren said, I'm going to bring you some keto stuff. And I was like, you had me at yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thought it was at keto. But he had you. Yeah.
Low carb, whatever. So you and Chef Kate, what did you guys bring me today?
Oh my goodness.
Destiny, I'll let you have some. It's fine.
So the first thing we have is we're doing smoking, all of our smoking in-house now. So we kind of put barbecue on the menu this year. So we did the Smokehouse Trio, which is a beer smoked, Line and Kugel's beer smoked brat. I'm doing pork ribs and a chicken leg quarter. All brined and then house smoked and then finished on the grill with the sauce and it's good to go.
You guys, I wish you guys could smell it.
I know. Well, and like you said, that's why they're ranked 2nd in the major leagues for food.
We're really proud of the team. I mean, it's not just us, but it's definitely a team effort and we've got such an amazing culinary
team. I don't want to make it awkward, but who's number 1?
Because we're coming
New
for
York.
Them.
Yeah, Mets. Oh, New York. You're telling me Milwaukee is only number, that's the only one ahead of us is New York,
yes,
for food at the baseball park.
We'll take, I mean, we'll take wow. it. Wow. It's pretty awesome.
Right. Wow. Say,
yeah, because you just, I mean.
It's amazing.
Everybody else is done, and just Milwaukee's mm-hmm. like there because we got the yeah. beer too, and then they're pairing mm-hmm. the beer with the food, and then you get like two for one special, yeah. and it's like, you can't beat that. Yeah. Come on now.
Well, now I know they got barbecue. You had me at barbecue. I see the brat. Look at me standing on my tippy toes yeah. to see all the food. I'm like, what else you got over there? I see more.
The next one is the brat flight. So that's kind of like the star of this season. It's really taken off. So it's like a three mini brats, right? Yes. And then one's bacon wrapped that has our house sauerkraut and our house horsey mustard. And then house we have kraut. The... like an Eastern version, so it's got the curry slaw and a little bit of chives, and then we have Merck's cheese, pickled peppers,
just
and
stick it in my mouth.
Crispy.
I mean, I can't even wait any longer.
Not on the air.
Destiny. I couldn't hold back. I was dying. Okay, so a brat flight.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Brat flight's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Pretty great.
What else do we have that you can get at the Barrel Yard at Amfam Field?
Sweet Heat, smoked. And then fried wings. So I think people sleep on our wings. It's a 3-day process to do our wings.
What? 3 days?
Come in and try them. And if you don't love them,
give me one right now. Hand it over.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Wings are like wings are my baby. Like I love wings. So I am going. You make these for 3 days.
So they get brined and then they get rubbed and then that sits overnight and then they get. And deep fried, and then they toss in either their sauces or so we have buffalo, we have bourbon barbecue, the Sweet Heat's new this year, and a garlic parmesan that's new this year.
A garlic parmesan. One? Yeah, of course. Well, I'm not just over here for
my looks. Don't put your hands on all my wings, though.
Are you a leg or a...
you really want to know? You think I'm a drummy or a flat?
I'm a flat guy, personally.
I'm a drummy.
You're a drummy guy?
My kids are flats. It works out great.
That is great.
This is really good.
Thank you.
I'm an chicken.
Yeah, as Kate, as Chef Kate had mentioned, she's saying house this, house that. Everything we make in the Barrel Yard's from scratch, right? And I think that's what's a real big differentiator.
Wow.
When you think of concessions food or when you think of food at a ballpark, you don't always necessarily think of super high quality, but that's really our mission is to focus on having great ingredients. Our hamburger program on the stadium is all born and bred in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. All of our taco meat, again, even for like our nachos, like we take that very seriously and want to make sure that we're being cognizant of food mileage. We're being cognizant of the way the cows are raised. So we're working with
different.
If you're it makes a difference and health wise,
and right? Stuff, you
and
know what
and you're putting
you
in your body.
It.
I mean, our hot dogs the same way. Hot dogs are traditionally just like a mishmash of meat, but we're really proud of the fact that we have Vienna beef. It's the best hot dog.
Right.
So you know, we're really focusing on all the best ingredients that we got. Air cooled chicken. I mean, the wings. It's a process and it takes a long time, but the end result is a great experience for the guests.
What kind of wings were these again? Because these are
that's a Sweet Heat that's new this year. It's a dry rub.
You get these at the Barrel Yard at Amfam Field, and as you can tell, I forgot how to do my job because now I'm eating on the radio.
No, it's good. That's what we're here for, is to supplement.
We can fill.
But that was good.
So good.
That was the sweet, the heat, you can taste it all. The chicken's not dry. It's nice and moist.
Okay, wait, what else? We didn't finish, though. I started eating the wings, and I didn't even finish.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking to Chef Lauren Rue and Chef Kate, both executive chefs. The Barrel Yard is where you can get all this food at Amfam Field. But I want to mention, you don't have to have a ticket to the game, right?
No, you don't. So we're open for every day for lunch, and we're also open for dinner on non-game days. If we do have like a game in the evening, we are still open for lunch. So we'll be open from 11 to 2 and then reopen at gates. Yeah.
Like when I'm trying to find a place to go for lunch, sometimes we could go to Amfam Field when there's no game.
100%.
Like we used to back in the day. Can I say the old one?
The old place.
But I remember that you could do it. So I'm glad that you can, you know, come all day, every day.
And it's great. You know, you could sit out on the patio overlooking the field. Right. You can, you know, you really get to take everything in. And it's really one of the best seats in the house.
No, we in Roland were going to go have lunch.
Your son?
We were going to go have lunch over there, matter of fact. But it just happened to be that time that you guys closed because there was a game at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just missed it. Mm. And I wanted him just to have that experience to look at the field and everything when nobody's there. You know, because it's cool.
Why didn't I more calm, right?
Yeah, the kids get to see all that. Oh, it's so awesome.
And the team store's open as well. So you get something from the team store, you come get some cheese curds or some wings or a lunch hodgepodge is a real big deal by us.
Oh, you know what's really funny is that at the adults, we're more excited, let's be real, than the kids. Like, we want to sit on the field more than the kids. That's what I think is so funny, because I'm down for that, for sure. Yeah. Wait, you have hanging bacon over there. You didn't tell me what else. We have
So we have hanging bacon. Hanging bacon is Newski's. You know, Newski's to us is synonymous with not only, you know, local, but also with bacon in general. It's the best bacon. It's just amazing.
It looks amazing, and I'm about to put it in my mouth.
That's number two for the day, just to let everyone remind.
It's bacon, everybody.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Stop being
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm glad you caught that.
We're good. We got this. So
Chef Lauren knows what's up from the Barrel Yard at AmFam Field. He knows.
Everything's good here. So the bacon is lacquered in a maple syrup and black pepper glaze, right? Oh. So we basically take the bacon in and out of the oven like 5 times during the cooking process to lacquer, to give that bacon the sheen.
Shout out to Barrel Yard Cooks.
Yep. Ooh. Shout out to the Barrel Yard Cooks for that one.
Yeah.
And then once the bacon's through its 5 or 6 lacquered process, we hang it on basically a clothesline and then put a little boat of potato salad underneath it. And then when the item is fired or when you order the bacon in the restaurant, either Chef Kate or the expediter will take a blowtorch and torch the bacon.
I just watched it. You just blowtorched my bacon. Yeah. And I watched it drip.
It's all about the drip.
There's another one.
It's all about the drip, right? So the fire basically allows that black pepper maple glaze to drip into the potato salad.
It gives you that flavor.
It just adds another layer of depth. So Nooskies by itself is great. We just took it up a notch.
I can't eat the potato salad, but every piece of bacon I see is mine.
No, wait, hold on. Time.
You can have one.
I got to pair it together.
Fine. You can have one.
Yes.
Destiny in Milwaukee for filling in today.
Thank you.
Sorry, we were having a fight on the side. Don't mind us.
No, you're
over
good.
There.
You're good. And then again, if you don't get enough bacon, you can always come back. Again, we're 11 to 2 every single day when there is a night game. And then if there's no game, it's 11 to 9.
Ooh. I'm going to bring the boys.
11 to 7 on Sundays.
I'm going to bring Owen and Hudson out there when there's no game. I mean, I should come when there's a game, but I want to come when there's no game too, just so we can sit and see the field and I can tell them how cool it is. And they won't really understand how amazing the food is because they're 10 and ungrateful. But I'll be like, no, these are the best wings you've ever had before. Trust me.
And you don't even need the dip. Like, you know how
you don't.
Most people like, you know, you like
the dressing,
blue cheese. Mm-hmm. You don't. Those were so
good. Thank you for bringing all this food in. What's happening this weekend with the Brewers?
This weekend, they're in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. They're in Cincinnati.
Didn't you ask me something about Sunday, Destiny?
Isn't this Sunday their Latin game?
No,
it's not.
No, we have that's not until, I want to say, the 11th.
Oh, okay.
I want to think. I mean, we have a game on Labor Day this year, so Dollar Hot Dog Day at the stadium. I'm pretty sure
that Dollar Hot Dog Day? Good to know.
Yeah, it's Dollar Monday. Hot Dog Day on Monday. We're all super excited about it.
me too.
You know, I would be less excited if it wasn't a great hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. Is that, again, it's a great hot. You're getting a Vienna beef hot dog for $1.
It's a good deal.
You can't get that anywhere.
I really want to thank you for bringing all this food in. This is amazing.
You're welcome.
And now that I know the Brewers, since they're out of town, I could bring the boys this weekend.
We're open.
Right? You're open.
100%.
Hudson's turning. It's his birthday. He's turning 11 next week, and he wants a full day of fun. Maybe we'll add it to our list.
Oh, yeah. And then you can play X-Golf upstairs. X-Golf's open as well.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And we're the only X-Golf with a fully functioning kitchen. So every X-Golf around the United States is just a small little bartender pick up the food where we have a fully staffed kitchen.
Nice. This is all great stuff.
That's a good date spot.
It's a great date spot.
Great date spot, golf, great food, wings.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
And a full bar.
And a full bar.
Yeah, so X-Golf, Barrel Yard, both open all year round. I mean,
at AmFam Field.
Right at AmFam. So it's really lots to do. It's not just the Barrel Yard, but if you're looking for a great meal, you got to come check us out.
No, it's good to know. It's good to know you're there and you're open and we're going for sure. It. Destiny, you're in, huh?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I love you guys, but can we go so I can eat the food now?
Yeah, let's do it.
They brought all this amazing food. I'll have to post it, on Instagram, Snapchat, or Facebook.
Thank you for refereeing us because it's going to be a rumble in here right now.
We're going. To fight about it.
Yes.
And I promise we'll give away Avril Lavigne tickets, but I want to go eat, so it's going to be in a little bit. Hold on. You can blame Chef Lauren Rue from AmFam Field and the Barrel Yard and Chef Kate, both executive chefs. And I thank you guys again for coming.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon, and I'm getting the brat flight when I come in.
Brat flight heard.
Let's go eat.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.